Lindsay Goodman, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
It's really good to meet you in the real world as opposed to Facebook, right?
I agree with that. There's only so far that social media can go.
And you're the principal flutist of the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, I am. I'm in my 7th season with them, I believe, and it's a fantastic organization. It's what drew me down to the Mountain State and all the wonderful people and the beautiful scenery here, and I couldn't love West Virginia more if I tried.
What other orchestras or ensembles are you involved in?
I'm the solo flutist for the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble, and I freelance regularly with orchestras around Ohio, West Virginia, Indiana, and Pennsylvania. But I'm adjunct faculty at Ashland University and Marietta College in Ohio. I teach also at the Coda Mountain Academy of Music here in Fayetteville in West Virginia. And then I travel the country, have flute will travel as a soloist, chamber musician, teacher, clinician, orchestral musician, primarily advocating for living music, the works of our time, and multidisciplinary and electroacoustic music.
This series is called Knopf Forum 2.0. Please tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, I am very excited about this. The Knopf Forum 2.0 is designed to bring exemplary music of our time to Charleston, West Virginia. And it's going to be a 3-concert series on Sunday evenings at our United Presbyterian Church, which is in downtown Charleston. And we are going to be featuring music by living composers and really trying to play up the essence of chamber music as a collaborative, dynamic relationship between performers and audience and composers. So the concerts will be at 7 p.m., and it'll be preceded by a dinner at 6 and a post-concert reception at 8. So there's an opportunity to have fellowship between audience and performers, to ask questions of the composers in when they're actually there, the composers present, right, and also of the performers. Talk about pieces you like, talk about things that you don't like, and really get a dialogue going about what about new music excites you.
Why do this?
Well, new music is my life's calling. I've been playing new music since I was about 18 years old, and the music of our time, the music of living composers, emerging composers, is really near and dear to my heart, other than orchestral music, which is obviously another passion and how the West Virginia music community mainly knows me. I firmly believe that if there's no music of the present, there can be no music of tomorrow. And so Charleston currently has no professional outlet for the music of our time. And I'm so pleased to be working with the folks at Kanawha United Presbyterian Church to bring new series to fill that void in our performing lives.
What is it about contemporary music that excites or draws you to it?
A composer who's living right now has the same experiences that we do. He's frustrated when his Gmail account doesn't work. He has the same life experiences as we do. And he or she is speaking about the human experience we're all living together. Sure, we have lots of commonalities with Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, but they were living in Europe hundreds of years ago. I really want to have a dialogue musically and artistically with people who are living the same life experience that I am, so that we all have our unique perspectives and how we go through life, and we get to share through that through a musical outlet like contemporary chamber music.
Are we talking about contemporary music, say, that might be a little bit scary for an audience? Do you know what I'm talking about?
It doesn't sound the way it does to frighten people or put people off. It's a direct repercussion of the world we live in. Our world is filled with technology. It's filled with beautiful things and tragic things. And so the music encompasses all of that, depending on what the composer is trying to express based on the life experiences they have had.
Concert music in the 1950s would have been scary or abrasive dissonance. But when we speak of contemporary as right now, it's kind of a different matter. It's a very broad category.
That is so true. Right now, the new music scene is incredibly exciting because there is post-romantic music with key signatures and chordal harmony, and there is experimental music that doesn't even use instruments, and everything in between is totally acceptable. There's no way of defining the school of thought that composers are currently dealing with under one umbrella. And that's a really exciting thing for us who are exploring new music, because there really is something for everyone. And we're going to prove that to people on the Kanaw Forum 2.0. We're going to give you lushly romantic, beautiful lyrical things with words, and we're going to challenge your ears too. But we promise everything will be short, and if you don't like it, you'll probably like the next one.
Would you agree that there are conservative musicians and more adventurous ones?
I think that everyone is somewhere in between, depending on the day. I think there are certainly more conservative musicians and more adventuresome musicians, but I honestly think that on a piece-by-piece basis, there's something for the least adventuresome and something for the most adventuresome always to be had. So,
Lindsay Goodman, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's been wonderful to chat.